Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Zarkem Design and Tech Limited Q2 and HY FY 2025 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ravi Udeshi from EY. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Seema. Good evening to all of you, and welcome you to the Q2 and H1 FY 2025 earnings conference call of Zarkem Design and Tech Limited. We have sent you the press release and the investor presentation, and the same has also been uploaded on the Zarkem website as well as on the stock exchange. In case anyone does not have a copy of the same, please do write to us. To discuss the results and the outlook for the future going forward, we have with us today the top management of Zarkem, represented by Mr. Sandeepan Chattopadhyay, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Srinivas Kura, Whole-time Director and CFO, and Mr. Jason Jose, Whole-time Director. Before we start the call, I would just like to remind you that the safe harbor clause applies. With that said, I now hand over the call to Mr. Srinivas Kura. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ravi. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Zarkem's earnings call for Q2 and H1 FY 2025. I hope you and your family are doing well. We continue to see challenges in the startup arena due to the slowdown in funding with the emerging technology sector. Hence, as stated in our previous call, we are continuing to focus on the corporate segment. I will dwell into the details of this strategy shift in the later part of my speech. For operating revenue for the quarter, it was recorded rupees 16.3 million for Q2 FY 2025 as compared to rupees 21.1 million in Q2 FY 2024 and rupees 7.3 million in Q1 FY 2025. The revenue decrease on the year-on-year basis is on account of the transition from the startup segment to the corporate segment and also on account of discontinuation of government business. We are seeing interest from corporates for our services, hence the revenue has increased on quarter-on-quarter basis compared to Q1 FY 2025. However, the conversion is expected to take some time. Hence, we expect our revenues to gradually start getting traction over the next few quarters. Operating EBITDA adjusted for the quarter was negative rupees 10.2 million as compared to negative rupees 36.6 million in Q2 FY 2024 and negative rupees 28 million for Q1 FY 2025. I would like to give some context to the EBITDA loss in Q2 FY 2025. Though operating expenses have reduced, however, the decreasing revenue has led to the said losses. We expect our operating costs to be stable from here on. Net loss for the quarter was rupees 11.2 million, partially due to 0.1 million of ESOP expenditure and exceptional items. The exceptional item is due to recognition of impairment of Zarkem Design and Tech UK Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary after a comprehensive impairment assessment of the investments. This, in comparison to net loss of about rupees 45.3 million in Q2 FY 2024 and net loss of rupees 39.3 million in Q1 FY 2025. Regarding the change in revenue, we would like to state that our revenue was diversified within startups and corporates, forming 9% and 90% respectively for Q2 FY 2025 revenues. We expect focus on corporate segment going forward. More focus on data science will enable us to sustain the increase in the revenue. Our team size is about 49, including employees, interns, consultants, as compared to 63 in Q1 FY 2025. Till date, we have served 63 clients, and our sustained interaction with the client is the foundation for the performance. The fair value of our investment in portfolio companies stood approximately at rupees 572.8 million as on 30th September 2024, as compared to rupees 533.9 million on 30th September 2023. There has been overall slowdown in fundraising activity in the new economic segment. Some of our portfolio companies were in fundraising stage for their growth plans. The slowdown affected them, leading them to curtail on their plans. Hence, now they are operating at a significant reduced scale or exploring other options, including strategic M&A. I will discuss some of this in detail now. Mihoop. Mihoop is a convergent AI platform providing real assistance and analytics on customer agent interaction to accelerated revenue CX and business performance. Mihoop has a phenomenon based voice to text engine for industry leading accuracy. Its pre-built AI model finds its usage in multiple industries. Its hybrid architecture enables secure and real-time data processing. Mihoop's AVA is a smart customized virtual assistant benefited by AI with multilingual support. It is a default voice assistant for Tata vehicles and has rolled out in 10 lakh vehicles till date. Current rollout is around 40,000 vehicles per month. Mihoop's annual recurring revenue is approximately rupees 29 crores. It has raised rupees 50 crores from Ashish Kacholia and the family office of Madhusudan Kela. It is planning to enter new market and scale up its products offering. Coming to our next startup, Woovly. Woovly now has two business verticals: video conferencing marketplace for lifestyle products and interactive shoppable videos and live streaming solution, which is again a SaaS base. It's live2shop.tv made its global debut, launched by Samsung at IFB, the world's second largest consumer event. This big breakthrough product, which enables consumers to shop directly from their TV screens while watching content, is now set to roll out in 153 million plus households globally. It has recently added several high-profile clients to its portfolio, including L'Oreal, Henkel, and Decathlon, strengthening its industry credibility and expanding its reach. Its current ARR is USD 1.3 million. It is looking to do a fundraise of around close to USD 4 million. Snap Hunt. Snap Hunt is a remote talent marketplace that matches employers with their best talent across geographies. Its platform currently has more than 6.6 million job seekers. An increase of 10% year-on-year in Q2 FY25, it had 1,900 active employers in Q2 FY25. Pencil. Pencil app provides a platform for book writing and reading. It also provides a mobile application for reading books. Till date, there have been more than 47,000 signups on this platform. 1,400 plus authors have published 2,400 plus titles as on date. It has recorded steady publishing volume at around 4 to 6 books a day. It has started intellectual property monetization with 25,000 units sold in H1 FY25. It has signed up 50 new book distributors to widen book distribution. It is targeting AI-generated audiobooks by FY25. End. It has been granted US patent approval for providing updatable content based on reader feedback and also for providing data relating to how books are being read and content is being consumed. Global audiobook distribution as a service is being set up and integrated on Pencil. It is working with Amazon India to create a set of products for India and export market. It will start bulk exports to North America, including US, Mexico, and Canada, with this product for these markets from December 2024 onwards. It is targeting for rupees 50 lakhs per month revenue by FY25 end. It is looking to do a fundraise of around USD 2 million. Our next startup, StarInMe, which we also call it as TSIM. It is a learning as a service platform to drive organizational excellence. TSIM provides Fortune 500 companies learning as a service platform to drive organizational excellency for both genders. Its key focusing areas is cohort-based leadership learning solution, in process of building product suite to help accelerate sales and effectiveness of learning experience. It has conducted 500 plus sessions till date for training more than 30,000 professionals. It has onboarded new clients like Zinnova for Indian market and CodeSignal in the US market. It is projected to have revenue of rupees 3.5 crores for FY25, of which 60% has already been achieved. The Star in Me received the Silver Award as a Learning Provider of the Year at the Economic Times ETHR World Future Skill Award 2024. It is exploring international business and non-tech sector for faster ramp-up and greater scale. KidStopRus. KidStopRus is a discovery platform for parents through every milestone in their parenting journey from conception to age 16 years of the child. Zelfmoc has helped build for the KSV machine learning platform to understand over 100 data points of all the users. KSP target segment is first-time parents, the age group of 25 to 34 age bracket. This segment forms 75% of its website traffic. KSP has a very strong digital presence with 20 million YouTube followers and 1,75,000 on Instagram. It is the only platform with 360 social media presence. The company monetizes its content with brand partnerships and revenue subscriptions. The monetization has improved with higher long-term brand partnerships and covering great national footprints, including tier 2 cities. It posted a revenue of about 107 lakhs in H1 FY25. As you all know, Zelfmoc entered into startup mostly at an incorporation stage or a pre-seed funding stage or at a pre-revenue stage. Majority of our startups have just started revenue generation and are still burning cash. Few of our startups like Mihoop and Bubbly and Pencil are doing well. The rest of them are yet to close their next round of funds. Hence, they are focused on revenue increase and are conservative in terms of their cost structure. As of now, the startup ecosystem is still seeing a significant pain and we are looking at scaling up Zelf's own products and services. We are focusing more on revenue generation on corporates, focusing on data science, artificial intelligence, and machine learning, trying to build our own in-house products. We are not looking at onboarding startup at this point unless and until we come across some very good startup where we feel that we need to onboard them. We are working towards becoming EBITDA profitability at the earliest. It will take some quarters for the set profitability to materialize looking at the market conditions, both on the startup side and also on the other side. The board has approved cancellation of proposal of incorporation of a subsidiary company in Mumbai, Maharashtra, which was proposed to be involved in the age tech industry. The reason being the business which has been proposed to be carried out with the set proposed subsidiary as separate entity will now be carried out by the company in-house. With this, now I request to open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Gem Quest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, we've been investors in Zelfmoc since past 4 years now, since 2020. And we've seen a lot of things happening at Zelfmoc. A lot of things have closed down now. So all I'm trying to understand is, from you, Sandeepan sir. What is our strategy as of now, and what is the landscape that we are viewing, and especially with respect to our own products and services that we are trying to develop since past 2 years, 3 years, very, very effectively now. So where have we reached, and you know, what is the horizon that we see with respect to our products and services?
Right. So there is a good part and a bad part. As Srini just said, we have turned our focus away from the startups and gone for the corporate sector, which effectively answers your question that, you know, a lot of things shutting down is not so probable anymore. It's because we were in startups, and startups have a natural mortality rate. We were living with it. That said, I think the kind of successes Srini just spoke about, in terms of percentages of what we attempted and what are still ongoing and what level of success happened, I think we are pretty much ahead of the market in that case, right? The other things have not worked out in terms of some of those things, and that was the risk we knowingly took to change the culture. So that part, I think, gets answered about our approach to startups and the kind of burn we have done and what sort of a thing we have settled. And because of situations not working out, because of other things, we have taken this path of not going there. So that risk is mitigated. About our own products and all, the green shoots that you are seeing in terms of revenue increase and all, thankfully, quite a significant part of it now is coming from getting into license costs or things of that. It's just a new thing, but it is significantly increased in terms of percentage of revenue coming in on a growing base from that part. So I do think we are very optimistic. Third aspect here is, when we talked of products, we also clarified that these are more for SDKs targeted towards more the development community, and they include that, and our product goes to market. Instead of that, in the last 6-7 months, I think we have taken a call because we are not going for the startups and focusing on corporates to make it productized for direct delivery to customers and not wait for the developer community to include. That is obviously showing some good traction now. We are in the POC stage with several, and I guess Srini mentioned the confidence with which we are looking for the next few quarters, where we'll be increase that footage and get more imprints onto that one. So that is where we stand as of today. Going forward, we are focusing on our own products. I don't know if you have noted or it was noted down, the edge tech thing that we were talking of, that obviously we have stopped making it as an independent subsidiary. We have taken that inside Zelfmock, and that entire line or that entire approach would now be part of the Zelfmock resource and kind of the capital in terms of assets and intellectual capital that is being done. So that's the stance we have taken. So more green shoots would come from that.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, yes, sure. Just a follow-up on that. Sir, anything concrete with respect to what kind of scope of work or in terms of revenues, where are we looking at, say, 6 months, 12 months down the line, and with respect to our products or services,
no.
How, no?
No. No, we have not come to that level of regularity yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have to watch for a few quarters. That's the reason we said that that is something we're looking at 2-3 quarters down. Yes, we have got interest. We have been able to, as you can see, we have increased from a previous 2-3 quarters the revenue significantly, but it has not come to a steady state. The things we set out to do is explore whether from our current customer base, we are able to get more projects or expand the scope of some of the work. Those have all happened with that part. But engaging with new customers, making that into a predictable practice, I don't think we have reached that assuredness yet. So till that is reached, we would not venture into trying to give you a number which we don't ourselves believe in. All we are trying to say is we are trying to maximize what we can do. And till the rhythm of predictability is there, we would not venture and give you strict numbers onto that part. Right now, we'd like to give you trends and what we are trying to do. What we can share with you concretely is, and you also probably would be aware if you are following our things, is the success story of our startups. And since they are just, like Srini mentioned, started surfacing in the public space, you can see the kind of potential growth increase that has happened in the last 6 months on various accounts. So that, I think, is a real take for this part of things. The stability of the revenue and all will take some time to form.
Sure, sure. Appreciate that. And one last question that I would like to understand from you is, sir, any kind of opportunity that we were not looking at, say, a few quarters before, and then we have recently come across, or anything else that we are working on that is new to us, or, you know, that excites us going forward?
So we have aggregated lots of things to looking at market demand. So before we had a kind of a set of modules that we had independently done. Now we are able to weave them together to solutions with which we are going to specific domains. So that has changed. On the flip side, there are some, you know, say 2-3 years back, I would have got excited about certain startups who approached and say, do you want to build this start? We have sort of let go of that adventurism. Sometimes I regret that, but, you know, survival and stability and sticking to the plan is important. So yes, we have let go of some opportunities from that startup space, and we have sort of built on the opportunities we saw in the visage and assembled things, and now we feel more confident that there's a market pull for that particular thing. Sometimes the technology may be all there, but the packaging, the way we are marketing, the way we are tailoring as a solution, that can make all the difference to a sale. So I think that translation we have been able to do successfully.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Jinesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please
ask
your question.
Hi, sir. I'm Dinesh here. Good evening. So I have first question is regarding the Woovly social commerce business. Any update on that? Recently we are seeing on their SaaS model, but any update on their social commerce business?
So that is going on as usual. So typically we don't speak on behalf of our startups, except for what they give a brief of. I think whatever they have given us a brief of and whatever is in the public domain is what we can retransmit to you, but not go and venture to give something beyond what they have told us, right? That said, it is public knowledge, so I'm saying. I think Woovly itself is going on a regular track, but this new thing has a higher potential and has accumulated faster revenue than the other track. They are both parallelly going, but the focus of the management is on the new, because the accumulation of revenue seems to be happening at a faster tick on this front.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Gems Quest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you again. One question was regarding the Soul that we were bullish on, and, you know, the services that we were providing. Where are we in terms of that?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? You got garbled a bit in between. I couldn't get the exact question.
Yeah, one thing that a few quarters back we were bullish on is our Soul, the Soul track that we were working on. So where are we in terms of
Soul
that?
And Soul tracks are different. Soul was School of Accelerated Learning.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
Is retransmitting, and we have got some compensatory thing from that. But as that business, it didn't progress much. And we had already informed about that. Soul tracks is through our subsidiary Signal. And that was looking at content production and all. Revenue realization, and we have stopped new content generation or new kind of experimentation we were doing there, and we are trying to see whatever content we have got or produced till now, how we monetize that. Based on that exercise, we will decide the future path of it. But as of now, whatever allocated funds for it were there and the utilization is there, that has been stalled and there is no new funding that has been raised into it independently.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Puneet, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please.
Yeah, Puneet, go on.
Hi, sir. I just want to check, have we registered the money that we are supposed to get from Fortigo? About 1.2 CR or something like that?
I think
so. Yeah, but we have already received it. We have received it in Q1, no? Sometime in the month of May.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Is there any update on Signal to when will we start generating revenue from Signal?
Well, nothing significant to write home about, so we were not doing it. There is some revenue coming in and some POCs, paid POCs happening as we speak. As it's an academic project, we have to work for the academic calendar to restart. And the approach has changed. Instead of going direct to consumer, which is parents, we are now going through a school-based approach because the D2C thing did not work out pretty well. It was too much customer acquisition cost, so we are trying this out and we'll keep you updated once something significant happens. But the product quality and all has been praised. We have to see the market adaptability and how we are able to penetrate the market with it.
Okay. So this is during the children's...
Sorry?
Does this have to do, does this project has to do with the children's fitness program?
No. That's a different thing. That was just, that is just one of the customers. That was not our product.
Okay.
The one you saw on a LinkedIn, probably anywhere, that's a different thing that we are building for a company which has got a large government contract. That's not our product. Signal is about taking care of the kids' needs for a need-to-know basis education. Most education is prescriptive, which is a standard school, right? But if they want to dig deeper or their guardians wants to share a particular resource which is not covered in the syllabus and wants to give some sort of a merit tracking reward system, Signal helps with that.
Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone.
I think they are over with questions. We probably can.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for joining us. In case if you have any further queries, please do drop us an email. We are happy to respond to you on the best effort basis. Thank you very much and take care.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of ZelfMock Design and Tech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.